Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1736, Judith B. Domeno, trustee.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for a parcel containing 1.24 acres more or less, lying north of Route 9, 1,800 feet west of Road 281, also known as Joseph's Road, and being 1,400 feet east of Road 290, also known as Cool Spring Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as Tax Map ID District 334, Map 10, Parcel 199. The commission was provided with an exhibit booklet, and which included survey and site plan. The exhibit booklet also contained a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed to the property, a copy of the Beers Atlas for the area, a copy of an information sheet and map for conditional use number 229, which was approved in August 27th of 1974, and that was approved for a gift shop. And also conditional use number 245, approved on December 3rd of 1974 for an addition to the gift shop on the same site, being the site in question. A copy of the septic permit for the site updated in 2002, a copy of the service level evaluation request map and support facilities report from DelDOT dated July 23rd of 2013, a map of the surrounding commercial properties, a USGS map of the area, a soils classification map of the area, a copy of the state strategies and investment levels map depicting the site in an investment level 4 and just outside of an investment level 3. A copy of the plus comments dated September 25th of 2013 with responses, a letter from Community Bank referencing that conditional use applications can be problematic and that banks prefer that zoning be in place prior to loan settlement, and also suggested proposed findings of fact. We did hear from DelDOT. They provided comments in the form of a memorandum on July 23rd, which references that a traffic impact study is not recommended, and also references that the current level of service E of Route 9 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, again in a memorandum dated October 4th of 2013, and referencing that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Gene Byrd on behalf of the applicant, Judy Domeno, who is to my left. Lawrence has given you the nuts and bolts of this application and what he's reported. And this should be a very simple application. It's complicated by one fact, and that is that the property is in level 4, and plus as a result of JAGS. All of you are old enough, except for maybe Mr. Smith, to remember this property as York's Antique and later York's Refinishing. There were two businesses on site. Those businesses opened, I believe, earlier than 1974 and then obtained conditional uses. I think we can establish very clearly that the character and trend and development of this corridor highway area on Route 9 is toward commercial. Just want to hand up something that's in the booklet, but it points out just how, at least in my view, silly Plus's position is. Read the little red notation on the state strategies map. We'll see where the site is in relation to level 3. Judy, if you could introduce yourself to the commission.
Hi, I'm Judy Domeno. I own the property that we're speaking about tonight.
You bought it from Harlan York in 2005?
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've lived here in Sussex County probably over 30 years. I've operated retail clothing businesses for 25 years, first in Lewis on 2nd Street, the Jetty, for 18 years, and then 7 years out on Route 9 at the York property.
Can you describe the property in its present condition to the commission?
Well, it's about 1.2 acres on Route 9. There's a farmhouse building, a garage, another garage building with a second story, and then back in the back where I operate the clothing shop is like used to be an old garage.
Am I correct that you intend to lease the home to a day spa operator?
Yes.
And am I correct that lease is contingent upon a rezoning to B1?
Yes.
Do you plan any new buildings on the property?
No.
Would you describe it as fully developed right now?
Yes.
There is a well and septic that serves the property?
That's correct.
Are there any wetlands on the property?
No.
Have you had any communications with your neighbors about your project?
I have. I sent them a letter, and I told them that we were trying to get a B1 zoning, change to B1 zoning. And I didn't receive any letters from any of the, I think I sent out 6-8 letters. I received one phone call while I was driving in my car from a man. I forget his name. I didn't write it down, but he said, "Go for it. You know, if you want to have it rezoned, it's fine with me, and I don't have a problem with that." And haven't heard from anyone else since.
Based on your 8 years of ownership of the property, do you think what you propose would have any negative impact on the neighborhood?
No, I really don't. Mm-mm. There's
any negative impact on property values in the area?
No.
That's all I have of Judy, unless you have questions. I'd like to focus briefly on the project booklet. Just for a little bit of history, at tab 4, you'll find the from county archives, the two conditional use permits issued to Harlan York in 1974. At tab 6, you will see the DelDOT facilities report. DelDOT requests a traffic warrant of not more than 200 vehicles per day. If there were more, a traffic operations analysis, or TIS, would be required. Mrs. Domeno will consent to that because she would be thrilled if she had 100 vehicle trips a day. She does not at this stage. The state strategies map you've seen. Lawrence has referenced the community bank letter. At tab 11, you'll see the PLUS report and my response. And frankly, if my response seems a little snippy to PLUS, that's because it is. It is. Last, I want to just briefly take you through tab 7, which is the area zoning map. If you look at the left-hand side of the map, you will see conditional use 229 and 245. That's the former York property, now Cool Spring Cottages. What is highlighted in red are C1 zoning classifications, and you can see how close they are to this property. There's a PC repair shop. There's Charlie Steele's gun shop. There's a hair salon. Here's the Good For You natural foods and juice bar, although I think that's gone to heaven and it's now Millman's Appliances. There's the Casual Markets Place, which has now become largely dominated by Dick Pack and Grizzly's Mulch. Beeman's Old and New Gallery. There's also a builder's supply shop there. You'll see Brinton's RV sales and service at Log Cabin Hill. There is a custom fence operation further down 9. On the south side of 9, you have the large antique shop, practically yours. You have a commercial kennel. And more recently, you have a Barracka Home sales office at the intersection of 9 and Joseph Road. To the west of the property is, you all probably know, there is an AME church. immediately east of Paul Hudson's home and workshop, and immediately west of that property is the Just Soup Ministry. That's the area. And we submit that this is an area that has been and will continue to be developing with small neighborhood and local retail businesses. We think that Plus is in flexible position, but this is level four come hell or high water. It's simply wrong because it ignores a couple of things. Obviously ignores the trend of development in the area. It also ignores the county's comprehensive plan, which makes clear that B1 is permitted in a low-density area, and it ignores the future land use element of the plan, which describes this area of 9 as a developing area. We believe the project is consistent with the comprehensive land use plan. It is consistent with the future growth element of the plan, and as Judy's described, there will be no adverse impact of any sort because the property has been developed fully for the last 40 years. We'd be glad to answer any questions that you have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we will start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is this going to continue as a clothing as well? Is it just a spa, or is the property being subdivided? I wasn't quite sure.
It's just going to be the spa.
So what about the clothing part of it?
I'm moving my business up to Milford.
But is that part of the parcel where the store, where those buildings are now? Is that
correct?
Because when I looked at one map, it looked like it cut off there at the house, separate from the buildings.
It's one parcel. If you look at the survey that's in the project booklet, you'll see how the project is developed. It's one site, and I don't believe DelDOT would permit subdivision of any sort without the construction of a substantial commercial entrance.
Well, I believe the property's been for sale, at least in the past. Is that correct, or am I?
That's been correct. The sign has been removed.
Okay. And one thing that you did fail to mention, Mr. Byard, was that if you head east on Route 9, cross over the railroad tracks, then you got that whole stretch of commercial development on the other side of the road.
That's
so
correct.
From your perspective and my perspective concerning the Plus comments, I think that it's an injustice to say they shouldn't.
No,
you're
old enough, Mr. Johnson. I remember there's an old, well, it's the remains of a building on the north side of 9, almost across from what's now the AME Church, where the owner tried to spell jewelry about 5 times, crossed it out, and I think the last time he spelled it was 5 letters, J-E-W-R-Y, and gave up. He was trying to sell jewelry out of that little building. That was the only commercial activity on 9 in about 1970.
Was that that was the old feed house and fertilizer,
yes,
facility?
Times have changed.
That they have, Mr. Byard, that they have. I don't have any questions at this point. I think that your exhibit booklet clearly outlines what you're intending to do, and I think you adequately responded to the Plus comments from my perspective. So I don't have any questions at this point.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
I have not. I'm familiar with the site, and I understand the application.
Okay.
I understand the application. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Ross?
Same, ditto. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1736, Judith B. Demendo? All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1736? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.